hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today, mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s, so all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit-or-miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Holy mackerel. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Apologize to everybody for subjecting them to 9 minutes of Bibby Simmons. But I did it to prove a point. WSFA had no business doing that to the audience last night. And they did that not just with Bibby Simmons, but about 5 or 6 other people that had no business being on the stage. Maybe by this time 4 years from now, they'll figure out how to run a mayoral forum and put some floors in there on what you have to do to qualify for their precious, valuable primetime television. Dave and I make no such mistakes.
Never.
Only award-winning, highly rated radio. And we got some good folks back in the studio. The third annual Hog Days of Summer, just around the bend. We had these guys in last week. Big believers in what's going on in downtown Montgomery this weekend, August 17th. It's going to be from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing
good,
great.
Good, Marion. That was a tough act to follow.
Well, Bibby Simmons or Dale Watson?
Both.
Yes.
Bibby Simmons is a very, very tough act to follow. I'm just hoping. Actually, I got probably more text messages in the last 15 minutes than I've gotten in 3 days.
Any truth to the rumor that you're adding him to the bill?
I think his rider's kind of tough. So
chicken.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of these guys you got to cart beer in for. That's Bibby right. Simmons, you got to cart in that legal marijuana from
but he
Colorado.
Wants stuff to happen downtown, and that's what we're doing.
That's right. Tell us what's going to happen August 17th. What is the third annual Hog Days of Summer all about?
Yeah, so it is tough choices with mayoral candidates. We got an easy one for you, easy decision for you Saturday. Starting at 3 o'clock at the train shed, we are going to have three bands. It's a music and barbecue festival. Three bands, Will Stewart, Dale Watson, who you just heard, and the North Mississippi All-Stars will be the headliner. We are going to have seven different barbecue vendors, four local barbecue restaurants, Moe's, Jim and Nick's, Blue Moon, and Dreamland, and then three other competition barbecue teams, every kind of barbecue you could possibly imagine, basically. a kid zone with six inflatables, face painting, arts and crafts, cotton candy, snow cones, all the stuff for kids. And then, you know, a large selection of adult beverages and just kind of got it all going on down the train shed. We're going to have fans everywhere. We rented 30 fans and eight misters.
It's not going to be as hot this weekend as it was.
That's what I hear.
No. It's a controlled environment under the train shed.
Yeah,
it was hot last year, but in the train shed, it was pretty good. It was pretty comfortable. So
that's awesome. And that helps with the sound, too, right?
Like, yeah, it keeps it pretty. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be rocking.
Rocking event.
But you're not going down there for library time. You're down there to have a good time, whether it be music or the barbecue or the kids zone.
Or all three.
Exactly.
For me, I got kids, and I like music. And I like barbecue. Mm-hmm. I sometimes drink beer, you know, very rarely. But that should be awesome. You got local breweries too, right?
Yeah, we have Trim Tab. We're partnering with them.
Awesome.
Out of Birmingham. That's they're labeled a lot of times as Alabama's best brewery. We also have Rail Yard, a local favorite. Mm-hmm. We have New Belgium. We have Domestics, Coors Light. I mean, we have across the board a lot of good brews down there. But yeah, we were partnering with some local ones as well, and it's been a really cool experience.
And this is all to benefit
families that are battling pediatric cancer. We partner with Hogs of the Cause out of New Orleans. And what we do is we raise money. We're a group of guys who grew up together. We started this, on our own. Mm-hmm. And we raise money for grants for families that are enduring all that. So just imagine you have a child that has pediatric cancer and you got to take time off work.
Yeah.
You've got to worry about expenses at home as well as traveling expenses.
And the nightmare of your kid having cancer.
And on top of that, your child has cancer. So we try to alleviate all that. But helping with those travel expenses, helping with mortgage payments, just any kind of expenses that we can get off the plate, so they can focus on taking care of their child, which is the priority. Because pediatric cancer, I'm not going to dismiss any kind of cancer. Pediatric cancer, it can have effects even if you survive.
Yeah, that's right.
Down the road, so that's what we do.
We're a 501 Druids Charity Club is who puts this on. We're a 501c organization, so every dollar is going to go back to families in the River Region. Every dollar that is spent on tickets. When you've eaten a few ribs and a brisket taco and are deciding between smoked wings
Did I hear brisket taco?
I mean,
did you see Baron's face?
I'm about to choke a man if I don't get a brisket taco in the next 10 minutes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Holy mackerel.
I'm excited about the barbecue. I didn't mention Ryan Pruitt is a James Beard award-winning chef. He comes and does
his white sauce, Baron.
A white sauce chicken.
That's a guy from outside Alabama with a white sauce.
Every vendor, in addition to the meat that people will be doing, different ribs and pulled pork and different things, but everybody will be doing their own sides, and I'm sure showing off a little bit with the a little bit of competition.
Yeah, you got to have your best foot forward there, right?
That's right.
That's awesome.
We have Children 12 and under are going to be getting in free. Again, this event is August 17th, this very Saturday, coming up just 2 days from now, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Union Station train shed right downtown on the river. Hogdaysofsummer.com/tickets if you want to get tickets or just more information. Hogdaysofsummer.com. Military and college students, show your ID. You're going to get $10 off. Again, children 12 and under get in free. If you buy your tickets today or tomorrow, you get them for $15. Day of the event, they're going to be $20. They got a great lineup, the North Mississippi All-Stars, who you'll hear from in just a moment. Dale Watson, who you heard from coming in. And Montgomery-born Will Stewart, who is a up-and-coming singer-songwriter, sort of an alt-country.
Yeah, Rolling Stones said he's one of the top 10 country artists you need to see.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
And you got a chance to see him here for $15.
Yeah.
And you get Dale Watson.
I know, and I was going to tell you, I will do everything I can to get a Dale Watson autographed Lone Star bottle for you.
Oh, okay. Man. Will you please think about do that?
I will do that. Rule.
I love Dale Watson. I'm so sad I'm going to be out of town this weekend, but I really, really do love Dale Watson.
And look, I'd like to add, I hear, being a lifelong Montgomeryan, I hear we don't get a lot of great music in Montgomery.
These are three great acts.
And these are North Mississippi All-Stars, three-time Grammy nominated. They are really good at what they do, and it's a great act for Montgomery. We got to support this if we want to continue. This is the third year we've done this, and every year we've gotten and great acts and a little better, and we want to keep it going.
And the reaction from the community has been incredible so far, and we're anticipating a really big weekend. And I think we talk about everything that's going wrong in the city. I think this is something that's going right. It's going to be a fun time in downtown Montgomery.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, if you want to combine these two things, right, is that you can't expect politicians, you can't expect other people to make something for you. You have to go out and do it, and you guys have done that, and it's for a great cause, and it's going to be just an amazing time. I'm really looking forward to it, personally.
So it's going to be amazing, and this is like absolution and penance for what happened last night on the Yesterday. Go here and cleanse your Montgomeryan soul. The third annual Hog Days of Summer. Look, beer, barbecue, and great music.
That's it.
You can't beat it. And you're
all
helping out some kids with pediatric cancer.
And save money by going and get the tickets before Friday at midnight, and you'll be good to go.
Go to hogdaysofsummer.com. Go right now. Hogdaysofsummer.com. What do you have, 1,000 people or so last year?
1,000?
Let's do 2,000 this year.
Let's do it.
Let's do 2,000. 2,000 people this year. Kids 12 and under get in free. $15 tickets. It's basic. I mean, Dave's whole family gets in for $30.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know, and barbecue and beer and music and all, $30. Come on.
Can't say any better.
Can't beat
for
it.
A good cause. Boom. Gentlemen, we appreciate you coming by.
We appreciate right, guys. You guys. Thanks for having us on again.
Want to take them a little bit?
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 35 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talking about me, baby.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. From 9 until your daily scheduled nooner.
Well, don't you worry, baby, don't.
Sounds like a fun event this weekend, Dave.
'Cause I'm right here.
People complain there's nothing to do in Montgomery. You give them something to do, they got to show up.
They do. They got to show up.
Got to show up for an event like this. All right, I'm done with the Merrill form unless somebody else wants to call it. I mean, I cannot continue to talk about it.
You can only expend so much mental energy on such a train wreck.
Now, what I'm not done with is ugly bathrooms. Well, I am done with ugly bathrooms. I want you people to do away with your ugly bathrooms. I want to get you to call Bath Innovations and get them in there and create something that you could be proud of, right? Some of you just need to update your walk-in shower or get a walk-in shower that you don't have. Some of you guys got to start over from scratch. I mean, it's just too far gone. It's too far gone. You know, your linoleum was laid, but 1971. You got the same avocado tile from the 50s when your house went up. Your iron tub hadn't had a glaze on it in 25 years. You don't have to live this way. You can call Bath Innovations. You can get on the website, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723. 271-2723. Or you can find them in person. Go to Bath Innovations headquarters. They're across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. But Baron don't know where Home Depot is. Then you're in a coma. And you've been in one for a decade and a half. Find the Home Depot on the East Boulevard, across the East Boulevard. That, my friends, is Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723. Call them, and they're going to come out there and make your bath look purty. Nice and purty. I'm the barbecue capital of the world here, Dave.
Sir, North Carolina would like a word.
North Carolina is wrong. North Carolina is wrong, wrong, wrong. Now, Dave, my big take Monday was that Jeff Epstein committed suicide, and he did it. Might have had the opportunity to commit suicide, but he did it with his own hands. I said the only thing that would give me pause on that theory is that...
Is a broken hyoid bone?
Well, the only thing that would give me pause to that theory is the medical examiner. The medical examiner has spoken. An autopsy found that, this is from the Washington Post, an autopsy found that financier Jeffrey Epstein, can we stop calling him a financier? There's no evidence he was a financier.
Hey, what did he finance?
There is lots of evidence he was Mossad, or MI6, or GRU, or CIA, or all of the above.
Or whatever it is the Saudis call it.
Nobody knows, because it's too secretive. There's a lot of evidence he's one of those. But there's no evidence he was a financier, other than the fact that Wexner, or whatever his name was, allegedly let him use some money, and he stole $46 million from him. And he's like, what's $46 million among friends?
3 days before he dies, he's like, yeah, he was stealing from me, too. He's terrible. He's terrible.
I got so much. Who can keep track of $46 million? $46 million over here, $46 million over there.
Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Pretty soon you got some real money put together.
Yeah.
An autopsy found that financier Jeffrey Epstein sustained multiple breaks in his neck bones, according to two people familiar with the findings, deepening the mystery surrounding his death. Among the bones broken in Epstein's necks was the hyoid bone, which in men is near the Adam's apple, the hyoid bone. Now, if you are like Baron Coleman and are asking yourself for the first time ever, the hell's a hyoid bone?
I don't quite know where it is. I just know that it's one of those things that they say that, like, when you get choked to death, that's what...
That's what breaks?
Yeah, it's one of the things that
breaks. It's above the larynx, below the mandible.
So, like, here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm doing this where I'm...
Right about there.
Pressing to, like, the top of your, you know, top of your neck or whatever.
I do not. Have any better explanation than that, but that's about where it is. If you Google hyoid bone, there's some excellent, excellent diagrams showing you precisely where it's located. In fact, this is probably the best one.
But I believe that breaking
it's
that
bone there, it's been brought out. It's
yeah,
it's right below the skull.
Yeah,
but you know what? If I was going to hang myself, wouldn't that be the bone that would break?
Probably, but I think that they say that, but it breaking is usually a sign of being manually strained.
Well, here's what Washington Post says. Such breaks can occur in those who hang themselves, particularly if they're older, according to forensics experts and studies on the subject, but they're more common in victims of homicide by strangulation. I think what they're saying is someone went D'Angelo Barksdale on him.
Right. For those that don't know, that's for me. From the best show?
The best show ever made.
The Wire?
The Wire is the best television show I've ever seen. Now, there are some TV shows that are allegedly good that I have not seen. I've never seen The Sopranos.
Baron!
I've never seen, what's that stupid winter fantasy movie show that everybody just watched and just wrapped up?
Winter fantasy?
You know,
oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Baron!
I did see Breaking Bad, which was... hot.
Bananas.
It was bonkers. It was movie quality.
It starts a little slow.
I don't think so. I was hooked from episode one.
Well.
I like the story, though.
Yeah.
The action doesn't pick up to like season three or four.
That's what I mean.
But the story picks up from episode one. And I love the story.
And then but then it just goes bonkers.
Yeah, then it goes, I mean, by season three, it's...
It's truly like one of the, like, the, of course, it, we said The Wire, and we'll get back to it, but like it definitely, it's one of those things where I waffle on that, because I could make a case for any of these shows being the best of all time. Well, except for Game of Thrones, not the best.
The hyoid.
But anyway, D'Angelo Barksdale, member of the Barksdale drug family, goes to jail, takes the fall, then he's thinking about, he's waffling, thinking about turning snitch, and he gets choked out in the library. And then they sit him down and act like he hung himself from the doorknob.
Details are the first findings to emerge from the autopsy of Jeff Epstein, a convicted sex offender and you know, I call him Jeff. He hated it.
Jeffrey.
He wanted to be Jeffrey Epstein, so I call him Jeff.
Jeff. So Jeff.
To me, if you diddle kids and trade in kids,
yeah, we don't have to call you anything.
I'm not calling you what you want to be called.
Yeah, exactly.
You're lucky I don't call you.
Yeah.
Something worse. Convicted sex offender and multimillionaire in federal custody on charges of sex trafficking. Died early on Saturday morning after guards found him hanging in a cell. The Attorney General of the United States called it an apparent suicide. I'm still saying it's a suicide, but I did say that the one thing that could give me pause would be the medical examiner. And the medical examiner allegedly has spoken. Not publicly. This is just according to people familiar with it. No single factor in an autopsy can alone provide a conclusive answer about what happened. That is the quote here from the story. So,
I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, like, I don't know that we're... I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that we're never going to know the actual story, or there's never going to be an official version that everybody says, oh yeah, that's what happened. Because they're not going to come out and say, oh yeah, that dude that that cop that was killing people for the mob, yeah, we put him in that cell, and you know, then the cameras went down, and then the guys that were supposed to watch him, one of them who wasn't even a prison guard, they just, you know, they went on break, they had to eat an egg salad sandwich, and he's dead. You know? They're not going to do that.
Right.
They're going to let it remain a mystery wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in an enigma, and, you know, pretty soon here, it'll be something new will come along to distract us. And
well, this is the thing. I think the distraction is from the news that broke yesterday, the real news that broke yesterday. Not that there was a broken hyoid bone. Not that Epstein's dead. Jeff Epstein sucked. You know, him dying is no loss to humanity. The real news that broke yesterday is of potentially the greatest picture I've ever seen. And I have got to get a framed copy of this and hang it in my house. Have you seen this picture?
I have.
Jeff Epstein had one of the most amazing oil paintings known to mankind hanging in his Manhattan townhouse. This is according to law enforcement sources and someone who snapped a picture of it. I would not believe this but for the picture that was snapped of it. It is a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue cocktail dress and red heels lounging in a chair in the Oval Office. It is the most bizarre, bonkers painting I have ever seen in my life. Bill Clinton has that goofy, ridiculous, like, two strippers are on either side of him look on his face. And he's sitting in a cocktail dress, a blue cocktail dress, and red heels. And he's lounging precariously close to a sexual position. I'm just here to tell you, if Donald Trump had been painted in that picture, every leftist, every troll, every mainstream media outlet would have that picture on the TV all day, every day. You would not be able to turn on your TV without finding a picture of Donald Trump in a blue cocktail dress and red heels. This is the picture, Dave.
Oh, I've seen it.
He's got that look on his face, and he's pointing towards the viewer. And you've got to see it again, though. I know you've seen it, but you haven't seen it until you've seen it.
I think it's nuts.
I got to put this on Facebook. There's just nowhere else this can go. This has to go to Facebook. I'm putting it up right now. If this had been Donald Trump, if there was a painting of Donald J. Trump in this getup, in this pose, you would never, ever, ever see the end of it. This would be hanging in the official portrait gallery at some point. It would actually be better, frankly, than Barack Obama's picture of him taking a crap in the woods with sperm on his face. Well, a single sperm. This is the most bunk. I'm putting it up. I'm going to hit post as soon as I take a break. I'm going to put a little liner up there over it. This is the most bananas, bonkers thing. And that's not even the weirdest part of his decor, believe it or not. He also had a mannequin hanging from the ceiling dressed in a wedding gown. Now, I know what you're saying. This sounds like the decorations in a low-end white trash neighborhood.
Well,
this is a $56 million private apartment in Manhattan. The former president of the United States lounging in a chair in the Oval Office, pointing towards the viewer, wearing red heels and a blue dress, similar to the one Monica Lewinsky famously donned during one of their White House hookups. Unbelievable. I didn't know what to say. Like, I just wait about 2 minutes and go to my Facebook page if you want to see this picture. And then ask yourself, why have you not seen this picture yet? Because if this was Donald J. Trump, it would be everywhere. Every single liberal troll would use that exclusively every time they talked about the president.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too alone.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Fox Business Network. It's a calmer day on Wall Street after Walmart reported an upbeat quarter and the government reported retail sales rose 0.7% in July. Walmart's quarter included Amazon Prime Day. Walmart and other retailers responded with their own summer sales. Walmart shares are up more than 5%. China said today it intended to respond to new tariffs from the U.S. Then it said it wants to work out a mutually acceptable solution. President Trump has responded, saying the U.S.-China deal needs to be on our terms. Manufacturing businesses were weaker in July. Industrial production fell 0.2%. Home builder sentiment improved this month, says the National Association of Home Builders. And Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed average for a mortgage held at 3.6% in the week ending today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today. Mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. So all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit or miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. That's James Cole over there. His whole family's involved. The whole Cole family gets involved. Cole Plumbing does a great job. Very, very proud to have him as part of this program on a daily basis. Cole Plumbing, look, man, you got options. This is America. This isn't Bernie Sanders' America. This is Donald Trump's America. You got options. There are lots of different plumbers out there. You can choose from a whole bunch of them. I recommend Cole Plumbing for multiple reasons. One is, I know James Cole personally. I've looked him in the eye. I trust him. He's a good guy. Two is, they've been around for over 40 years. They're doing something right. Three is, they've got proprietary pipelining technology, meaning while the other guys are trying to dig up your yard, James Cole said, well, let me just throw a little pipeliner in there and get it fixed, and then we don't have to tear up your whole yard. All right? And number four is, these guys are the experts, the total best experts around on tankless water heaters. And so when you add it all up, you just say, well, there's nowhere else I need to call. I better call Cole and throw every other plumber's number in my phone away. And you can do that. You can delete stuff out of your phone, believe it or not.
You can?
Yeah. I mean, you can. You don't often, but you can. So get on the phone with James Cole over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, I put it on Facebook, the picture. I reiterate what I said moments ago. If there was a painting of Donald J. Trump in the Oval Office wearing dress and heels, it would be everywhere. Even though we don't know that Bill Clinton sat for the painting, we don't know why Jeff Epstein bought the painting, we don't even know that he did buy it. Maybe he got it as a gift. We don't know why he hung it. Maybe he didn't hang it. Maybe someone else hung it up there. I'm just telling you, the rules don't apply to Trump. But Clintons get all the deference. Clintons get all the deference. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the guest hotline. All right, so we got Bill Clinton paintings, broken necks, broken... I feel bad for Jeff Epstein, his broken neck.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's dead, so he doesn't have to deal with it. I've had to deal with a broken vertebrae for 25 years. Hurts. Sometimes worse than others. But Jeff doesn't have that problem now. He's in hell burning. I hope. Actually, I don't know. I don't know. That's so hard. You supposed to hope for the worst in something like that?
I mean, I don't know that, like, that dude deserves any empathy.
Well, I understand that. But, I mean, this is the genesis of what Jesus said. Don't judge people. You know, meaning you can say their conduct is abhorrent, but you can't say that they're beyond the salvation of God.
Well, yeah.
His conduct was abhorrent. But I don't know that I can fairly sit here and say he's burning in hell or he deserves it now.
But I believe his religion would say that because they are, it's about acts, not belief.
Wait a minute. Hold on. His religion being what?
He's Jewish.
Why? No, he's culturally Jewish. I don't think he actually, like, donned a cap and went to...
I have no idea.
He didn't go to shul on Saturdays, did he? Did he?
Maybe when he was younger.
I
really don't know.
It didn't take, because I promise you, none of the major religions in the world I'm aware of involve molesting and...
Pimping?
And pimping young girls. So if he went to shul and synagogue and Shabbat Shalom and all that, it didn't take.
I mean, that happens to a lot of people of a lot of religions.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't say his religion.
Well, okay.
Like, who was... Charles Manson. What was his religion? You know what I mean?
Good point. Well, he thought he was the second coming.
See?
They kind of proved,
did he?
They proved him wrong.
Or was he just... Well,
good point.
Did he, or was he just playing a role?
Right.
I'm still not 100% over this. There was no Jeff Epstein.
I was gonna say that's the
hottest take I've heard.
It's the base take, right?
It's like that's peak take.
Yeah,
didn't exist. There's no Jeff Epstein. It's almost like somebody waving their hand. No Jeff Epstein. That's the hottest take I heard over this whole thing. Absolutely no Jeff Epstein. He was playing a role. He was an actor. Now I do believe like Mark Zarqawi, not Zarqawi. What is the guy's name? The head of Al Qaeda in Iraq.
I thought that was his name.
ISIS over there.
Is that his name?
Zarqawi.
I thought
that was the 20th hijacker.
No, that's the other guy.
What is
Musawi?
Musawi, yeah. So it is Zarqawi.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they all have Owie last names?
I don't know.
Because they're going to hurt people? Owie? Whatever the guy's name is, I think he's either Mossad or CIA. I don't think he actually exists. He's a deep state actor. He's a deep state operative. I've got no evidence the guy actually exists. Because these guys will go off the map for like 5 years. And then they'll show back up. They'll tanned, rested, ready. Now more than ever, Zarqawi for Baghdad. And I don't know that you can convince me that I'm wrong on that. I truly believe these major terror leaders. Now I think they have a bunch of nutcases following them. But I think these terror leaders, because you notice they always kill the number two guy in Al-Qaeda. The number two guy in Al-Qaeda is dead. Number two guy in ISIS has been wiped out. And they never get the number one guy. You know why? Because he's sitting in Langley, Virginia. He's sitting in Tel Aviv, Riyadh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Keith.
Hey, Keith, you're on the air.
I didn't know. This is kind of off topic a little bit.
Well, Keith, you know what? I might or might not chastise.
Okay, well, don't chastise
me
too hard, please.
All right.
Just in case y'all know that there's a shooting just occurred over at Newton Park in Prattville. Two people were shot in the park.
Wait. Where?
Newton Park in Prattville.
Oh, in Prattville. They have shootings in Prattville.
No, Prattville's a...
Because I've been led to believe
paradise.
That's the preferred community, and only in Montgomery do we have these thugs shooting the joint up all the time.
Millbrook's preferred community.
Oh, okay.
Prattville's the preferred community.
But yeah,
Millbrook, what's Millbrook's what's Millbrook's tagline?
You're asking the wrong dude.
Mini trucks and calf tattoos?
Yeah, I don't know.
We have all three vape flavors.
That's right.
I love Millbrook. When I moved here, Millbrook was like an afterthought in the River Region. It is really, it's fun to joke on.
Oh,
it.
I know.
It has become like the anchor of the River Region.
I don't
more than Pike Road, more than Prattville, more than Wetumpka.
I don't pick on any of those places more than the other ones. I just say they're all north of the wall.
Yeah. I've been here 22 years.
Been where?
In Millbrook.
Millbrook.
You've seen it grow up. I mean, it's a... Like, if you don't go there very often, you don't even realize what's happened up there. There are huge neighborhoods that have gone in, massive shopping complexes. Millbrook used to be, like, nine dudes sitting around in a like, church parking lot on a Friday night slamming Natty Light.
That's right.
And they all had, like, little peach fuzz mustaches and bad tattoos.
Maybe a chin strap beard?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe two of them had a chin strap beard.
The ones that could
barbecue grow. From Boston.
Yeah. But now Millbrook is, like, high class. But you know, if you just moved here, you wouldn't realize that was the history of Millbrook. But now it's Al Kelly's got something going on up there north of the river.
He does.
All right.
Hey, Keith, good call.
Yeah, thanks. We thank you for the update. We did. I saw a story about that, but we might get into it in the next segment.
I'm looking for the story. Someone sent me that story.
No, that was me.
Oh, is that you that sent me the Newton Park story?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know. About 20 minutes ago.
Oh, there it is. Two people reported shot at Newton Park in Pratt, Vegas. Peeville. Prattville Police and Fire Departments are at Newton Park on a reported shooting call. Chief Mark Thompson confirms the call came in at 9:30 a.m. Two people were shot. Serious gunshot wounds, taken to the hospital for treatment. I always wonder if they get shot more than once. Why would you shoot somebody once and walk away? You know what I mean? I got six shots in my right pocket right now. I'm going to shoot somebody once. I'm going to shoot him six times.
Hey, look, some folks like, Pac, get shot nine times. Don't die. Or is it five times? What does he say? He always said that. Couldn't kill me with five shots.
Five shots, yeah.
5'9", let's say. They rhyme.
They kind of, they both have the long I. You could make them rhyme in a rap song.
Correct.
There's evidence the third subject may have also been shot. Oh, they shot back. Or else he got ricocheted.
I mean...
Hey, I heard a I heard a bullet whiz by my head that one day when we were shooting. And the ricochet.
All I gotta say, Baron, is I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Well, I heard it whiz by my head. And I knew in that moment what people are talking about in a war zone when they hear the bullets whiz by. And I'd stop. I said, whoa, stop. Everybody stopped. And I said, I'm out. I'm going to sit in the truck. I do not want to be here anymore. Whatever we're shooting against is shooting back. It's one of those where you think you're shooting at a decent backstop, and it was firing back at us. They're conducting an active manhunt. There's a manhunt going on in Prattville right now. You know what a manhunt is, right? Bunch of chicks out on Friday night, dressed up, short skirts, too much makeup, hair pulled back. They're on a manhunt.
Hey, now.
We don't feel the community's any danger, but people should take precautions. What are you taking precautions for if there's no danger?
Well, if you hear the bullets whizzing by your head, Baron, then duck.
Police are looking for a black man dressed in a black T-shirt, low-slung black pants with a white belt. Now, that guy just changed.
He's going to regret the white belt.
He should have regretted the white belt when he looked in the mirror.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
He should have regretted the black on black anyway. I mean, if you're not Johnny Cash or going to, like, funeral or in your 6 weeks of mourning.
Or a waiter or a busboy in a restaurant.
Or like, you cut hair at a nice place like that. You can do the black on black.
Yeah.
Other than that, throw a little color pop in there. You know, go with the yellow shirt. Not a lot of people can pull off yellow, though. But a lot of black folks look really good in yellow. A lot of white folks don't. Their hair clashes.
Hey.
Red hair, blonde hair even. Yellow doesn't cut it. Police set up a perimeter around the park. Fashion advice by your humble host.
Well, you know, we're good dressers.
Police have set up a perimeter around the park. Where is Newton Park? Do we know?
In Prattville.
It says it's in the middle of a quiet neighborhood. Well, it wasn't.
Baron.
In Prattville?
It's in Prattville.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Dave Quest, ladies and gentlemen. Park's in the middle of a quiet neighborhood between Fairview Avenue and Memorial Drive.
Okay, wait a minute.
I know where Memorial Drive is. That's Highway 31.
Fairview Avenue, right?
Yeah.
I have the solution to crime in the River Region.
Yeah.
We have to rename all streets named Fairview. Remember, last week...
That's a problem.
Somebody shot up the, area there on near Fairview.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got this near Fairview.
I know where this is.
We're going to have to change them all to Coleman Street.
No, Fairview Avenue is the 14 cut-through from 65 over to Memorial Drive. So that could be anywhere. It's where the cemetery is. You know where that is?
Nope. In Prattville?
Yeah. You don't know where the cemetery is on 14?
I do not. I'm sorry.
Where the new Long Lewis dealership is right there?
Nope.
Huh. You know what exit I'm talking about?
Nope.
You really don't know anything north of the river, do you?
No.
Do you ever go that way?
No.
Why?
Why would I?
It's a beautiful place.
Sure.
It's Prattville, man.
Actually, it's been too hot, but the thing that I've heard about Prattville that's pretty cool is the bamboo thing. Now they have like a bamboo forest or something.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It looks kind of cool.
Have you been? It's not in Prattville. It's more towards Autogaville. But you've been to the guy's house that has all the air conditioners and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Dave, we got to take a trip one day.
What is it? Like Carhenge or something?
Huh?
Is it like Carhenge? You know what Carhenge is?
Yeah, I know what Carhenge is. No, this is like, this is air conditioning hinge. This guy's got like, I don't know if they're still there. But
big air conditioning guy.
Like 15 years ago, somebody said, we're driving out here. This may have been when I was in college, may have been 20 years ago. Somebody said, we're driving out here, and we went towards Autogaville, and all of a sudden we happened upon this little guy's house, and there were all these air conditioners and all these signs that said, hell is hot, repent. And it was all over the place. I mean, hundreds of them. Both sides of the street. It was frankly terrifying.
It's one of the things you look at it and you're like, something's going on over there, and it's really weird, and I don't want to mess with it. I don't know what it is, but it's weird.
I'm looking all up and down this thing. I don't know where Pratt Park is, or whatever Newton Park is.
That's near Fairview Avenue.
It's on Fairview Avenue. Allegedly. I mean, according to the story we just read. Anyway, guys, stay out of there for right now. People getting shot and killed. Or at least shot.
And if you see a dude with a white belt, run.
That's good advice every day. If you see a guy in a black shirt and black pants and a white belt,
it's true.
Old boy is really not healthy. And if you're wearing that right now, go change before anybody sees you. And don't call in and tell us, I was wearing black pants and a black shirt and a white belt. And which is totally fine if you're a waiter or you cut hair at a fine establishment or one of the or you're grieving or you're going to a funeral. Leave the white belt.
Not a t-shirt or the white belt.
We'll be back.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My friend Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, you got to get in touch with her. There's no time for you to sit and not call her. There's no time for you to sit on your hands and just keep paying too much. There's no time to avoid that website, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Guess who was a lot better than people give them credit for? There's some really big hits.
Oh, yeah. They were, well, you know why?
Canadian.
Is that why? Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
What's their big one? No Sugar?
No Sugar Tonight.
I like that song.
And These Eyes?
Yeah, they have... There's one or two others.
Speaking of These Eyes saw a mortgage rate
these eyes, you
that
these
I couldn't
hands.
Believe. I couldn't believe Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage had it. So give her a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. Say hey to Madeline. She's back. She's been on leave for a little while doing bar stuff. But now she's a got the bar behind her and law school behind her, and she's back doing loans full-time. So give Madeline a call. Give Kim a call. Give one of your friends up there.
Good job clarifying that. You know, she's been gone doing bar stuff.
She's not a lush.
Sitting for the bar so she can be a licensed attorney.
She's going to be a licensed attorney one day. Not Dave.
I know. I'm just saying.
Dave.
Just saying.
Anyway, give Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage a call when you get a chance. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
You know what song we glossed over when we're talking about the Guess Who?
What?
American Woman.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, their best song. Well, I mean, their most famous song.
Right. Their best song sung by Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is the best member of the Guess Who, clearly. Tom.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Tom.
Okay, two things, since you just mentioned Guess Who. When they first came out, my older sister heard one of their songs on the radio and didn't know who it was, and she asked, and I said, Guess Who? And she said, come on, just tell me. I said, Guess Who? And this went on for like 3 minutes. And I finally told her, the band is named Guess Who?
Well, you actually set her up for failure, because the band is actually the Guess Who, and if you'd included the definite article V, your sister would have known who you're talking about.
Who's on first?
Yeah, you know what? That was 45 years ago, so it doesn't matter anymore. But the other reason why I'm calling, you're talking about the air conditioning, the air conditioners in front of the house.
Yes, yes, the House of Crosses.
I drive past it twice a day, every day.
Why? You live up there?
I do. I'd
move.
Up that way.
I'd move.
No. I'm in a nice neighborhood. I can't, you know, what can I say? But, it's in Prattville. It's not in Thomasville.
Well, it seems like it's way the hell out there.
Well, it's a little bit out there, but it's still the city limits.
Oh.
You know, I live like 2 miles past it.
You guys don't have an ordinance against having, like, 900 crosses and air conditioners in your yard?
Well, I don't need to talk to the city about that. I couldn't tell you. But I've seen people standing out there, like, at midnight with no cars around. And they're standing there looking at all those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, did they walk here? Did they park somewhere else and nobody would know they were here? But, it's in Indian Hills. It's on Indian Hills Road, right off the Highway 82.
Okay.
Just, if you know where the Prattville Country Club is, it's just past Prattville Country Club.
I'll be honest with you. I just heard for the first time in my life of the existence of the Prattville Country Club.
Okay.
That's a
true
fact.
I've never been there.
I actually know where that is.
I can see that. But I've never been there. I don't golf, so why would I? But, Yeah, I had to tell you that. And the Bamboo Forest is also in Prattville.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty close to Prattville High School.
All right, fair enough. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thanks for the historical and geographical lessons of Prattville. Always appreciate it.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks.
All righty.
I got a question. How do you not know where Highway 14 is, but you know where Prattville Country Club is?
I don't know. My brain works in a weird way. I mean, I just, you know.
You know that major highway that bisects the interstate and has an exit on both sides? No. You know where Prattville Country Club is? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's way out there by